Question in the back first, and then you're next.
Yeah, I noticed in both the written materials and in class, use the terms like self-interest, things that have maybe a bad connotation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I to take it that you don't mean them to have a bad connotation necessarily, that self-interest can be good, self-interest can be bad, as opposed to self-interest being self-centered? And
sure,
self-based?
If you look at something like Brazil, definitely self-interest is not a bad thing in Brazil. You know, if you have any situation where the general welfare is against the individual, it's the question of individual versus society, basically. And sometimes it's better to sacrifice oneself for society, and sometimes it's better to tell society to go hang, they don't have any right meddling in my individualism. That depends on the context in which it appears, and by picking contexts to illustrate in your story, you will then be making the point that under these conditions, within this scope, you're going to make an argument that this side is better than that. But overall, out of context, there's no way to tell which one's better or which one's worse, because each one can be appropriate in as many contexts.
And is that basically the same for all of your
yes.
terminology?
Nothing yes. would be better and nothing would be worse. They're all
everything is as neutral as we try to be, even though some of the terms we have to use are somewhat inflammatory.
They're charged by, you know, our common understanding. That's why we've had to go to the effort of creating a whole dictionary of terms and defining them very precisely, why there's such a huge learning curve using Dramatica, because the English language is not an unbiased language. None are. And in order to create a model of what we might be talking about in a story that was as unbiased as possible so that all the message would come from the author, not from the system, in that case, it required being very precise, redefining some things, and even coming up with words that previously had not existed. That's what makes the learning curve so large, but it's also what gives us our accuracy.
The last point on that is that any of the terms you can look at in terms of being positive or negative, lacking or an excess of, passive or active. So you can, you know, any of the terms, you can see it in those connotations, and that's not part of the word itself. So you could have a passive self-interest, or an active self-interest, or a lack of self-interest, or an excess of self-interest, or a positive view of self-interest, or a negative view of self-interest, and any combination of them, and that's fine. But that's self-interest then becomes the subject, or the object, upon which all the dynamics are thrown.
I really find these definitions fascinating for me personally. Now, I see it this way. Character grows and develops. This is how I see it. And then plot is the interaction of the growing and developing characters. And then the theme is the thematic development of the interaction of growth and development of the characters. And the genre is the completion, complete thematic development of interaction of growth and development of character.
That's a good way of going. The only thing that
it doesn't have to have this order.
I know,
well, not even the order.
That's how I see it.
But the only thing that you can't allow in a story that always blends them like that as being, you know, including all inclusive of what, you know, the other ones were, mm-hmm. is that suppose something happens chaotically in the plot. Suppose a mountain blows up through no efforts of any characters at all. It just happens. Suppose, you know, things that are not affected by the character and that don't even affect the characters directly can happen in the plot and still progress, that because of that, then some other event happened that will later affect the characters. But the event that stands by itself as having no direct impact on the character nor being caused by the character would be the part of plot that you could put along a line and say, this makes sense, even if there were no characters, the tree still falls in the forest, you know, because it rotted away.
Right.
Okay, but if somebody's sawing down the tree, that's going to occur too. So you're going to find that the way you described it is a way of blending things in, but you don't want to ignore the things that happen where characters spontaneously have an inspiration that is not directly related to any plot
right.
item. And so keeping yourself free to do that then, you know, gives you the best of both worlds or the best worlds. Yes?
I have a quick question
mm-hmm.
and that'll be the end of it. the theme here, it says, plot here, it says it's interaction.
Yes.
Now, if I was to look at plot as interaction, it's a completely new concept for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting, actually. It's easier, it's one word. And with that one word, interaction, do you mean comparison of values and sequences?
Actually, comparison of values and sequences is more thematic. Thematic is when you do comparisons between things and say, let's put these two things together and see which one's better or worse, good or bad, more efficient or less efficient. Whereas interactions are where you say, let's have two things come into conjunction and see what the result is. Okay? That's
right,
more logistically oriented.
Also, and the terms that we're looking at, this is all sort of in reference to anything that has a sequence to it, plot. So this is characters seen in terms of plot seen in terms of plot, you know, themes seen in terms of plot, genre seen in terms of it.